I grew up very close to the border of El Paso, Texas, so I was very familiar with life in America through media and also, trips and things that we did to El Paso. So when I came here, I was basically seeking the American dream. I wanted to go to school, and when I moved definitely to America, I was pregnant and I was very young, and I thought that I could still go to school in this country and fulfill my dreams of getting a college education, and I didn't think that I could do that in my native country. So I came here when I was about 5 months pregnant.
Who did you come to live with?
At that time, I had some relatives that lived in El Paso, Texas, so I moved in with them.
Do you remember the day you left Mexico?
I do. I do. It wasn't very pleasant, but it was in November, beginning of November, end of October, and I had not gone back to work to school because I was going to school. I was going to high school, and I decided not to go back. And September, I believe, is when we go back, beginning of September. And I didn't know what I was doing with my life, and I knew that I had to get a job, that I had this new responsibility. And my mom had been a single mother herself, and it was a tough choice, but I didn't want. My mom was a housekeeper, and she cooked for people, and we were not rich by any means. We were rich in the sense that we had a family and we were very together, and my mother was always very loving and caring, and everything she made, we used it. But I didn't want to lead that life, and she always told all of us that she couldn't really leave any money for us, but that she wanted us to be educated. So at that point, I said, "Mom, I think I'm young enough, and I'm leaving. This is not the life I want to live. I want to be in America."
Did your mother encourage you to go?
My mother was, yeah, she did. She was upset and she was worried, but by the same token, we were so close. It's only 4 hours from my hometown. So it wasn't like, I was going to go clear across the world. But my mom was one of those people that encouraged others to do things. So she used to say that life belonged to those who were intrepid enough to follow their dreams.